Now, let's find out what's making news in the US. Thanks to Kia's end of financial year offers. On Now.
Richard, good afternoon. A White House meltdown, and it's all to do with the Russians.
Where even to start? Yeah, a flood of leaks is giving the lie to President Trump's account of why he fired his FBI director, James Comey. In the president's only public comment today, this is what he said.
Why did you fire Director Comey? Because
he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
Well, the White House, through the vice president and others, asserted it had nothing to do with Russia. Now, the New York Times reports that festering anger at FBI boss Comey had gone on for some time. The president, they say, was angry over Comey's focus on the Russia investigation and his perceived independence and lack of loyalty. The Washington Post says President Trump was agitated that Comey always was referring to the Russia connection with his campaign, the investigation into that. The Post cites accounts from, quote, more than 30 officials at the White House, Justice, and Capitol Hill. That's a lot of leaks, isn't it? More than 30 officials describing the president as fuming that Comey was paying too much attention to the Russia probe. The Wall Street Journal, so we're talking Rupert Murdoch here, the Wall Street Journal says days before his firing, Comey asked for more resources for the Russia inquiry. Politico reports that Trump would scream at the television when there were reports about Russia ties. The FBI boss didn't think much of the president either when President Trump made the baseless claim that President Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower. Comey told associates the president was, quote, outside the realm of normal, even crazy. When Trump moved to fire the FBI director and used a letter written by the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein to explain it yesterday, that official threatened to resign as well, amid the suggestion that he, not the president, was the instigator of all of this. Now, after finding the appearance that the firing was about Russia, the president met today at the White House with the two Sergeys, Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and U.S. Ambassador, the ambassador of the U.S. from Russia, Sergey Kislyak. American reporters were barred from the Oval Office. The Americans were not allowed into the Oval Office, their own White House. Russian reporters were allowed in, and photos of the Trump-Russia meeting have been provided by TASS, the Russian state news agency. What's to be said of that?
So not one journalist, except for Russian
the
media,
Russians, exactly
were
right,
allowed in the Oval Office.
TASS, those who are old enough to think of the former Soviet Union, think of all of the state-issued news reports that came from TASS and Pravda. And so now it's, photographs provided by TASS, accounts of the meetings provided by TASS, nothing from the Americans because they were locked out. Soon after, as President Trump tries to deflect comparisons to Watergate with his sacking, he then invited into the Oval Office Henry Kissinger, Nixon's Secretary of State. I mean, this is surreal. So now the Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed documents from Trump's fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who you recall was ousted because he lied about meeting with the Russians, including this very same Russian ambassador who was allowed into the Oval Office today. Flynn now refusing to hand over any documents about that. It is the first time this Senate panel has used their subpoena power since the 1970s.
Richard, he just doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He's doing what he wants. He doesn't care about perception. He doesn't care about anything except he's helping out the Russians. There we go. Hey, mate, before I let you go, question without notice, totally off topic. In the United States, real estate. We've just had a conversation with a real estate agent here who's offering up, wait for it, smashed avocado on toast for 12 months, yeah, exactly, as an incentive to buy a property in a certain cafe strip. What incentives do, if any, do they use in the States to get people to sweeten the deal to buy a home?
We're adjacent to Mexico. Avocados are cheap here.
Yeah. But, I mean, is that something that happens over there? Have you heard of anyone getting something thrown
seriously,
in?
Seriously, properties these days run into the millions of dollars. I'm not sure whether an avocado is going to sweeten the deal. You'd have to be pretty passionate about guacamole. That's all I can say.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Richard Arnold in the U.S.